started talking about Dam min Hamaka. So we're going to talk this week about a Maka b'makar. What do you do if the Maka is in the uterus itself? Skamara's Appellate, it says, Nemenes isha lomar Maka yeshli b'makar shememena dam yotze. A woman's Nemenes to say that I have a Maka in the uterus itself. So this is Appellate. A Maka in the Beis Hachitza, we understand. It's no different than a cut blood coming from your finger. But Maka from the makar, the blood's coming from the makar. So that's a pella to say that it should be mutter. Nevertheless, it's clear it is mutter, and it's clear when the Gemara says makar, it means mamish inside the uterus. We know that from a Gemara Anida Tezayin. The Gemara there is talking about a maka in the makar, and the Gemara says that the maka in the uterus does not make a woman into a nida, but the blood is tame. The blood is tame because makar makomo tame. The blood's tame just because since this blood is coming from the uterus, even though through a maka, but since it's down from the uterus, therefore it's an av hatoma. It's tame. The dam itself is tame. If you touch it, you'll become tame. But it doesn't make the woman into a nida because it's coming from a maka. Yeah.
How does she not touch it if it's from her?
Oh, she does touch it.
Oh, so then she becomes tame.
And she becomes a rishon l'tama.
Oh, okay.
And she just becomes like a normal tama.
Right, and she goes to the mikvah before nightfall, and she's tahora ti truma. Right, so it's a pella. It's just a pella that such a thing is possible. That so the real issue is how do we define this? What exactly is damaka, and what's down from a makar? So a woman menstruating, that's for sure not a maka. If you took a scissors and stabbed her in the uterus, that is damaka. But there's a lot of in between. And what exactly defines dam as the dam nidus, and what's dam makar? So what's dam maka is a very unclear inyan, and a lot of inyanim are, you know, have a lot to do with modern medical knowledge, how we teach up each condition. So the Chassam Sofer was the first to like talk about what defines dam maka. And he writes, in his Tshuva, Simur Kufnun Dalet, he says that if it comes from the capillaries of the lining, the capillaries that produce dam nidus, so then it's dam hamakar. If it comes from the wall of the uterus, not from those capillaries, something different, so then it's a maka. Sounds very nice. It's different. Different places or something will cause different dinim. So the problem is, the Chaznish points out, Sim Samach Aleph, is it's not the Metzias. There's no biology, it's not the Metzias. The entire uterus, every inch of the uterus, is covered with endometrial lining. That lining that sheds when the woman gets her period, it's completely covered in that. There's nothing that's free of that. And any dam that we talk about coming out of the makar is actually being produced by that lining. Right? It's like if a person bleeds, they're bleeding from they cut their finger, there's no like two places to come from. It's coming from that outer layer of skin. So here the outer layer of skin is the endometrial lining, which is exactly what sheds and produces blood from the period. So the shaila is, what's that maka? Imkain, what's that maka? So Shlomo Zalman,
So clarify, the Chazon Ish is saying, the Metzias says that the lining that covers a woman's entire uterus
is all endometrial lining.
And therefore,
what the Chassam Sofer was saying was that the maka has to come from a part of the makar that doesn't have different capillaries. He says if it comes from the vridim, the veins and capillaries of that produce the damnidus, it's automatically damnidus, whether the woman's menstruating or whether she cut those capillaries. Problem is, there's no such thing. If so, there's no such thing as damaka. There's such a thing as damaka, because the Gemara talks about it. But for the Chassam Sofer's definition, there's no such thing, because the whole surface of the makar is covered in capillaries that produce nidus blood. So there's no metzias to damaka, for the Chassam Sofer. So therefore it's assumed, not like the Chassam Sofer, and you have to say something else. So the Nishmas Avram, Kuf Pei Zayin, so here, he quotes a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, sent to him about a biopsy. What happens when you do a biopsy, an endometrial biopsy, that the doctor rips off a piece of the lining. So you take off a piece of the lining, but what's happening physically might be no different than when the woman menstruates, except that it's, instead of happening by the body doing it, it's happening by the doctor doing it. So Shlomo Zalman says that's tahar. That blood is tahar, does not make her anita. And he writes that the only thing that makes a woman anita is when the dam comes in darko ba'ofen tivi. Comes naturally, but if it comes by being ripped off by the doctor, that's going to be dam maka. And so too, l'chaira, any sort of irritation. There's other things that cause irritation. Any sort of procedure, really anything that involves going into the uterus is going to cause bleeding. One common thing is something called an IUD, something that women use not to get pregnant, that's inserted into the uterus, and sometimes it could irritate the lining. It's just something that irritates the lining, but lamaisa, it's not ofen tivi, right? It's a piece of metal inside her uterus that moves around and could scrape her, so that would be damaka. L'chayra hu adin l'fil Rav Shlomo Zalman, if a doctor would take out the whole lining, right? Sometimes a woman needs to be cleaned out, the whole lining has to be removed. So if such a thing was done, l'chayra, feed this sort of lumps, that should also be tahar. So L'chazanish, he doesn't quote Rav Shlomo Zalman, probably before didn't talk to Rav Shlomo Zalman about this, but he just says it couldn't be so simple to say that anything that's just not menstruation is not something that's not caused totally naturally, that it's damaka. He says that can't be. It can't be that it's all called damaka. So he says, because the Gemara neither daf lamed vav, the Gemara says that there's a havamina, maybe the dam is only tame if it's machmas atzma, machmas or guf itself. So the pasuk says, v'isha ki yizo zov dama. Yizov zov, double lashon. Yizov zov is to tell me afilu machmas onus, even if it's machmas onus, even if she jumps up and down and starts seeing dam, that's gonna be dam nidus, and it's gonna be tmeya. So l'chayra, what do we see? We see that it's not so pasha. It's not just the lashon, the short lashon from Shlomo Zalman, kedarka b'ofen tivi. We wouldn't call it kedarka b'ofen tivi. It's ba'onas. It's machmas onas. Afal pikin is tamei nida. Right, so it's also zava. Zava stam is a machla. It's not ba'ofen tivi. And maybe it's natural, but it's not kedarko. I mean, it's kedarko if people get sick, but I don't know if we would call that. It's interesting. It means that there's something going wrong causing the bleeding, and it's still going to be tamei. Also, a woman has a miscarriage, so she's tame for the baby, the birth of the baby makes her tame, but also the dam makes her tame. All day she's bleed is assumed to be tame, and Shulchan Aruch is assumed to be tame, even though that's not kedarko. The baby was supposed to grow. You know, you could say that's not kedarko. So what does it mean? What did what did Rosh Shlomo Zalman mean by Kedarko? So it doesn't say Beferush. The one thing Nishmas Avram puts in, though, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that could maybe answer the question, he says when you do the biopsy, you have to do the biopsy at a time of the month when she's not close to getting her period. Because if she's close to getting her period, so then we're choshesh that when you do the biopsy, that will cause her to actually menstruate. So that'll start, that'll be derech ones. It won't be that it came totally naturally, but it'll still cause basically a natural event to happen, which is that she's going to start shedding the lining. So Mamela said to Shlomo Zalman, you should do it at a time of the month when the lining is still held on stark, and then when it's artificially pulled off, we won't worry that that's damnita. But it's clear Shlomo Zalman understands that if it was not natural, but because of what you're doing, the lining starts shedding, so that's going to be tummy. So it could be Rav Shlomo Zalman will say so too by a miscarriage. Miscarriage, so it's not mamish kedarko, it's not the healthy way of things going, but it is the nature of the body. The nature of the body is to expel that which is growing in it. Okay, normally it will wait till it's a full-grown baby, but what's happening is on some level, could be seen as natural, right? So too, azava. Azava isn't healthy, but it comes still through basically something that's a somewhat natural derech. You know, like women, what happens is when you have actual zavas, and actual zava happens in women. Sometimes their hormones aren't enough. You know, they need their hormones right to flush themselves out, so that the body should shed the lining and finished, go back to being healthy. If their hormones aren't exactly right, it'll flush out the lining, and very slowly, it'll take many days, and not go out well, it'll be over a long time. Also, if something's growing in there, you know, sometimes it's something called fibroids, something that's distorting the growth of the lining, so the lining is not growing in the healthy way, it's growing in the unhealthy way. And then when it sheds, it's going to shed, and it's going to still be the lining shedding, but it's going to take a very long time. So that are things that it's not mamish tivi, but it's going to cause zava deraisa. So what's maka? Maka is when it's completely artificial. It's not coming inside the body b'chlal. Right, I'll have to say everything else. When you jump and it starts bleeding, Chazal mean that you jump and it starts bleeding because you've pushed, given the body that extra push. That since the lining was already ready to fall off, and you gave that extra little push. Right, dam chemda also you have to explain. Right, that her lining is her lining's on, but when she has chemda does something to her hormones and it stimulates her lining to shed. But the etzem shedding is something that's natural. So that's the chur you have to say for Shlomo Zalman. Now the Chazanish, so he also says, sort of like this, a little bit different. It's hard to know if it's really machlokas or not. But he just was very bothered by this problem, is that we know that you can have a nida, even machmas onus. So he writes a little bit different. His lashon, he just says it a little different. Maybe it could fit with Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Now, one of the things is, it's a little hard to have such a machlokas here, because if you're too extreme about what is needed to be da'amaka, you're never going to have da'amaka. And if you're too makel on what's the da'amaka, you'll have lots of kashas from the Gemara, right? Gemara is talking about things that are ones, and you even see things that are, the Gemara talks about, kever below dam, that if something comes out of the makar, it makes a din of tumas dam. Things that are certainly not natural, right? Naturally, the body doesn't give out a chaticha from the makar, but it still causes dam neither. So the way the Chazon Ish says it, so I'll just read you his lashon. The Chazon Ish is in. You can find the best place to see it all is in Ginzei Chazon Ish. There's lots of letters from the Chazon Ish about this. Also, some of these letters show up in the Sefer Pe'er Hadar. So he writes that the question is the dam coming in a way that's meyuchid to the rechem, meyuchid to the biological processes of the uterus, or is it something that's more similar to a regular maka, a regular cut? I'll just read his words because I don't really know exactly what he means, but you can hear the words and then you'll know as much what he means as anyone knows. Okay, I can't tell you. He says, Dam haba mach maseret ba'ar harechem, a scrape in the rechem, she bitzbus hadam ba, but also ofin she ba bepetza b'shar haguf. That the bleeding comes in the same way it comes from a wound in the guf, tahar. Masha enki dam habali de ones kimo zechika o hakav rechem hagorim nizilas yadam, that you push against the rechem in a way that causes the dam to start flowing. That's tummy. That's what he says.
Is that saying like if you make the rechem expel dam, you just hurry up its own process, that's tummy. But if you just go ahead, something completely external, and you screw and you cut it open like with a biopsy, there's nothing to do with the rechem, had no choice in that, so to speak. There was no reaction.
Right.
There was just
right. Yeah, yeah.
Like
that's the chor he's saying. To give it an exact definition is a little bit hard because I'll tell you why it's hard, because what are you talking about exactly? Every time you cut the rechem, some comes off like the finger, but maybe some's coming off like the rechem. Right? What do you mean? What exactly does he mean? First I thought maybe he means, is it like a cut? Or is it more like a shedding? So that's what I thought first, but if that's what it meant, I just didn't have any pshat, because what do you mean, is it a cut or shedding? How would anyone know that? Certainly, in Mechazal, how would anyone know that? But even in Menu, how would anyone know that? Right? How do you know if there's some irritation? How is it coming off? Is it a shedding or action or a cutting action? I don't know. I also don't know if it's even possible to ask such a question. You know, it's sort of what it is. A line is just what it is. It's more fragile. It's a much weaker, surface than the skin of the finger. Right, so of course it bleeds in a different, slightly different way. So so I assume what he means, the idea I thought is that he's trying to say, in the derech of the bleeding, is this a derech that, I mean, he has a lashon of being like the derech of the rechem. So I assume what he has in mind. On daf chav beis in Nida, the Gemara talks about a woman who comes out of her makar a chaticha, and in the cracks of the chaticha there's blood. So the Gemara says, ein darka shal isha liras dam bechaticha. That's not the way to see blood. So l'chor, there's something that we call the way to see blood, and there's something that we don't call the way to see blood. Something is like, there's some point at which we say, this is not the way of nidus. Something like that. That's what he says. Now he has a letter, in Ginzei Chazon Ish, he writes to a doctor, and he tries to explain this to the doctor. The doctor really doesn't understand it either, exactly. He asked the doctor Shaila like this. There's a woman who's having a hard time getting pregnant, and the reason why, the doctor says, is because her fallopian tubes are closed. The fallopian tubes are closed, so the male, the egg, can't come from the ovaries into the uterus. So what to do? So what they had to do is open up the tube. How did they open up the tube? They would insert something against the cervix, and it would pump air into the uterus, and that air would blow open the fallopian tubes, and would hold, that would make it open for a bit. And in those days, while it was open, and then apparently it would close back again, but when the time that it was open, egg could get through, and that would help the woman to get pregnant. I think there are better things they do today. But that was the mahalach. The problem is that when you put in this ear, when you pump this ear in, it makes the uterus bleed. The mela, she would become anita, and the mela, she couldn't be with her husband, and the mela, she's not going to get pregnant. And then the tubes close up again. So what's it do about this? So he asked the doctor, the shayla, he asked the doctor, you could look him kinzei chazanish. He says, when the uterus bleeds, is it bleeding the way a finger bleeds when it's irritated? Or is it bleeding in the derech of nidus of the rechem? That was a shayla. So, you sort of like see what's in the shown to the doctor. He's sort of like, what do you want from me? He understood the right answer is it bleeds like the rest of the guf. That's the answer he gave. So that's what he said. The Chazanish didn't get it really. The Chazanish in his psak, he's clear that he wasn't sure that he could totally rely on the doctor. He says he doesn't mamish know.
Yeah. Is there supposed to be like a cutting action to be like the cut, like to make it like the cutting of like a finger or something?
So blowing in ear, l'chayre, most of the guf, that's not going to make it. See, on a hand, for sure, it doesn't make it bleed, because we have this protective layer of skin, which the inside of the body doesn't have. So the thought was, is maybe this is going to stimulate a mucker dicker bleeding. That's his concept. So that he didn't. His final psak was, he said that they should assume that probably the doctor is right, not for sure. He said what to do is apparently she can still get pregnant, but not with Shiv Nakiyim. So he says, don't keep Shiv Nakiyim, keep the regular din of, I think it was B'mei Ziva, so he said, keep the din of Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, and with that she'd be able to come pregnant. I mean, it'd be Mekel and Chomer Drav Zera. That was his psak. The Musuk, though, the truth is the Musuk didn't get such a clear resolution. Maisa, end of the day, I'll just say, like, end of the day, it's not really, it's not so easy to talk about two different mahalchim here. L'chayud of Shad is we have to look, what's happening with Saad the Makar? Like, sort of like to, at least say the Chaznish and Mixes. What's happening with Saad the Makar? That the Makar is doing something, And where is it happening with the Makar just being passive, right? So there's lots of things the Makar does that makes dam, right? First of all, it sheds. Now, when does it shed? It sheds because hormonally it's been weakened. It's been somewhat told to shed by the body, and it's already been weakened. At that point, like Shlomo Zalman says, if you knock off lining, you can't really say it's maka because it's really weakened by the body. There's different conditions in the uterus, and it's very hard to say heter. It's interesting. The Chazanish in Sefer actually writes. He says if there's bubbles in the uterus, that would be dam maka. So the emet, I don't know exactly what he was referring to. It's something called polyps. Now what a polyp is, it's a growth in the uterus, but it's not what you'd imagine. It's not like an outside growth. It's not like a pimple. It's the lining itself. You know, the body, every month, is getting rid of the lining and regrowing the lining. So the lining grows wrong, and it comes out with a polyp, something wrong in the structure. And that will cause bleeding. So that bleeding, it's interesting, the Chaznish actually called that damaka. The emes is that's good for not pashtim. The Tereshlom Zalman, the chayr is not pashtim because it depends exactly what's going on inside. It could be she's menstruating, and the polyps causes the menstruation to take a longer time, to be more severe, but it's really just the menstruation. The Gemara talks about chatichos coming out of a woman. The chatichos are actually, I assume, medically, it's that these polyps actually, the same way the lining falls off, sometimes these polyps fall off and they come out. A bit of flesh. So it's very unclear when to give a heter. These fibroids also, they're causing bleeding, but the bleeding is likely mikoach, more or less mikoach menstruation, just a menstruation that's not in a healthy way. So you have to know that the cause of the bleeding is what we would say irritation. If it's irritation, then that would be okay. Other things that are called natural, when a woman gives birth, that blood is called, is natural, in a sense. Now, if you ask a doctor what causes the blood in childbirth, so it's coming from the action of the contractions squeezing blood vessels. Right, so that's something that happens, and that would call natural. If you stimulate the body to, they have some chashom as an abortion. Right, so if the body is being stimulated to contract and push out what's in it. So l'chora, that would all be called b'chlal regular dam. Maka is when it's nothing to do with the body. The body was just acted upon. We find in Ogeya Shaila, that's the most, Nachrona, the most hotly debated issue, was something called a prolapse. Right? So a prolapse is a smatziv that the uterus caves in. It starts sagging, and actually sags, and actually could sag down and come out of the opening of the cervix, the lining and the uterus with it. And then it's bleeding. It's bleeding, and the woman can't become tahora from all this bleeding because the whole uterus is in such a compromised shape and folded and bent that it just keeps bleeding.
Is that the same as
Nekar Makar? Yeah, that's Nekar Makar. Modern Lashon, they call it a prolapse. And it's not so uncommon, especially among older women. So what to do then? So it's an interesting thing, there's so many, the Pesach Tshuva quotes, the tens of tshuvas, either way. They're really not clear, the Shach is Machmer, the Ramaz Meikel. And the site seems to be, a little bit like we're saying with the Chaz Nish, is do you call this a Derech Re'iyah or not? Is this the Derech of Re'iyah? What do we mean? This is, so Pashas we would say right away, this is Damaka. Right, this is not Ofen Tivi. At the emesis, I thought it was a terrible kasha on Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Shlomo Zalman must be assuming that a prolapse is absolutely tar, because it's certainly not Ofen Tivi. That's what I thought. The emesis, even to the Chazon Ish, I would think this should be okay. Right, I mean, this is like okay if a person had a piece of his liver falling out, would probably also bleed. But the Evis is, it's really a very not clear shaila, because the Evis is, I checked this out, even the prolapse is not just a maka, the lining is still lining, and the woman can still menstruate. It's not like it's, if she's an older woman who's after menopause, so it wouldn't menstruate, and then there's much more room to be makeup. Right? If not, then you have to know what's happening here. Maybe this is menstruation. Oh, but it's menstruation, but the Ramal will say, yeah, but it's not derech. It's still not derech, because the derech is the makar, is for the makar to be inside, not to be outside. So that's the shayla. The Ramal's Mekel. No, the Behuda says no one should pass on the shayla unless they're gadol hadar, and they have a real, and their kishka's take on what the din should be. Last issue, just to mention, was psichas pia makar. That's also a sugya here. That the Gemara says, and neither the Afchaf Aleph, that ain't psichas kever below dam. way we hold l'maisa, is that if the anything comes out of the makar, we assume it's the woman's anita. And many have assumed that that's so too if something goes into the makar. You know, the Behuda says if the doctor would stick his finger into the makar, so that would be, that would also say any psichas kever below dam. There's lots of talk about exactly how big the how big of a thing goes into the makar should cause this bleeding. The Chazanish writes, he thinks it's only if something comes out of the woman. Sticking something into the woman will not cause a psichas pia makar. He writes that Chazanish writes, when the Gemara says ein psichas kever below dam, that means when something's coming out of the makar that opens up the pesach, that causes bleeding. But if the doctor sticks something in, that will not necessarily cause a din of bleeding. Just see what the Metzias is. It's interesting, there's all these different shiurim given, and the emes is, the Pia Makar is only 6 millimeters wide. Anything bigger will for sure cause, the emes is even something very small, apparently, even something like 3 millimeters will already cause bleeding. It's almost impossible to stick anything in there without causing bleeding. It's just the Metzius Hadav. It's a very small opening. And almost anything will cause bleeding. I just know what we were talking about. So why is that tummy? Right? You can say, why is that tummy? That's Damaka. Maybe even to the Chazanish that should be Damaka, right? You are really intruding. You're sticking something where it doesn't fit in the body. That's going to cause bleeding. So it really should be tahar. So the chori of the pshat is that when something comes out and something with a certain size to it, so the male, the way the uterus works is that anything in the uterus that doesn't belong there, if there's like an IUD in there or a piece of flesh in there or the doctor puts something into there, the uterus tries to get it out. The tev of the uterus, even a woman who's not pregnant, her uterus contracts and tries to squeeze out that which is in it. And that will cause bleeding. You know, part of the pain of nidus is the uterus actually contracts to get the dam through the pia makar. So me'lechar, that's what Chazal meant. And lechar, that's considered enough ba'ofen tivi. That's coming from the body. And therefore, that's gonna be tummy. So therefore, the emes is, we're talking about biopsies, and anything stuck in there is almost sure gonna cause bleeding, and that bleeding, Pashas is to consider it, to consider that to be damnidus. So, you know, they give shiurim, if something's extremely thin, and doesn't cause bleeding, that's to be made. But what's extremely thin? So different shiurim given. I'll just mention one mucker for the shiur that's mentioned. That's a very nice mucker. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba, this is in Simkuf Tzadi Dalet, that we find that a woman who gives birth, or whatever, miscarries before 40 days, so she's tahora. And it sounds like she's tahora legamri. I mean, we don't even say, you know, if there was no dam, she'd be fine. So what about ein psichas kever below dam? So says the Rashba, since it's so small at that time, the fetus, therefore it won't cause a psichas hamakar. Now, how small is the fetus before 40 days? This is interesting. The Gemara, and Daf Mem Aleph, says that at 40 days, when life starts, so it says it's the size of an adasha, the size of a lentil. Now, a lentil, we know exactly how big lentils are from the mil tzedakah. That a lentil is 6 millimeters, and the emes is, if you look at a fetus 40 days old, that is exactly how big a doctor will tell you is. It is, it's 6 millimeters. And therefore, that's a shear that's the shear to assume that there's been a psichus pia makar. So anything bigger than 6 millimeters, something bigger than that, you should assume causes a psicha and causes dam. Less than that, if you see there's no dam, so b'meila, one could be makel. So the IUD, the tube they use, I think, is 3 millimeters. So b'meila, that won't cause a din psichas pia makar. If this IUD comes out, then I've been told it's more than that share. And then the woman should assume that it brought dam with it. And the concept will be is that the body has to push to get through the pia makar, and it needs like a koach to do it. So the mela, that's what's going to cause a bleeding that we're going to call that dam nida and that not dam maka. Okay, so we'll stop here. Okay, all right. Hey, Rabbi, say.